Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning and welcome to the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills on Thursday. I'm just not ready for this today at all. You know when you just don't feel ready? Are you ready, Tulip?
Well, you look like you're still in your pyjamas.
Right, okay, here's the thing. I've given up trying to make an effort now at Radio 1, because yesterday I came in wearing some sportswear because I was going to go for a run last night. About 6-ish last night I came in, and once again I got greeted with the security guard going, are you trying to audition to be an N-dubs?
It doesn't get any funnier, does it?
No,
that gag, really.
It really doesn't.
So this morning when you walked in, you were like, yes, yes, but before you'd even said hello, you were like, yes, yes, I'm doing leisure wear today, don't say anything.
So I am.
Straight to your desk.
And in answer to your question, no, I'm not auditioning for N-dubs. I'm auditioning to be the part of Mel C in the Spice Girls, circa 1997, actually. I hope you're right this morning. The reason I've dressed down now is because it's just, what time is acceptable to wear your tracksuit at work till until everyone else gets there, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm
half
good
eight.
Until half eight, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do after then? Wear a suit?
Well, funny you should say that, Tulip. I actually do have a suit because today I'm going to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards.
Ooh.
And what were you doing a minute ago?
Don't say this on the air.
Googling the Duke of Edinburgh.
No, just to make sure I had the right one.
How many are there?
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I was getting him mixed up. That's the grand old Duke of York, isn't it, there?
Yeah. I don't think he's got any awards.
10,000 men?
Yeah, I can't see the men. I can. There they are, look.
Are they at the top of a hill?
That I don't think.
That's a children's illustration.
There they are.
Right,
marching up to the top of the hill and back down.
That cartoon is the Duke of Edinburgh.
No, that's not the right one, is it? So, I'm just not ready.
So which one is it? Have you found out?
Yes, it's the one off of the Queen. Hang on.
Say that to him when you meet him. Are you?
There
are
he
the
is.
One
I know
the
one. I know the one now. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that later today. Do you think I'll get to meet him?
Hopefully. What are you going to say? Oh, you're the one off of the Queen.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to put my suit on at 8:30. It's just all going wrong today.
Like that in your leisure wear.
I'm not going in my leisure wear off of Mel C, but I've just noticed that I'm not very organised as a boy when it comes to getting up early in the morning. My suit that I bought does have a cigarette burn in it.
Nice.
Really
colour it in with felt tip. It works.
Hi, Duke. Radio 1 Podcast. Hope you're okay today. I don't know whether you are or not, because we can't get any text messages at Radio 1 at the moment. Now, there was a time, I know, when people did do radio shows without texts, but I am feeling naked without them this morning.
Ew. I prefer doing your leisure wear.
For all we know, could be no one listening at all right now, because there's no interaction with anybody. So hello, I hope you're there. It just feels like it's us on our own.
Is this what you used to do back in the olden days? Because I don't remember radio before text, because I'm too young.
Do you know what? How did I feel like 3 hours? I've got no idea.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
The brilliant thing about not having any text messages or any access generally to the outside world, apart from in this small box in London that we're in, is that I can play the Trollolol song as much as you want, as I want, and it can freak you out a lot, and no one can actually text in to say, turn it off, this man is scaring me. Look at our blog. He's there in all his leisure wear. It's the Trollolol man. Or just look up Trollolol on YouTube. He brightens my day. It's 6:49. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that, please?
Sean from Essex.
Sean from Essex. Are you actually listening?
I am, mate. I'm on my way to work. I've got you locked on the van. And my missus is listening in the kitchen, so I know you've got guaranteed 2 listeners minimum.
2 listeners! Woo! Nice! Thanks for making my day there.
All right, cheers, mate.
Do you think the Trollolol man rocks?
Cheers, mate, bye.
Yeah, no idea. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
I'm Martin from Swindon.
Martin, where are you two in Swindon?
I'm just in North Swindon.
Where's that then?
Haydenwick.
Oh, I know Haydenwick.
Yeah, okay.
I do actually. I used to live there. Don't doubt me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I lived there for a whole year. It was Lynham, actually, near Wootton Bassett.
Yeah, that's South Swindon.
Oh, all right. Don't north, south, whatever. It's Swindon. Anyway, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm loving it.
Okay, what do you think of this Trollolor man? Scary or good?
I love the Trollolor man.
See,
there we are.
Is the right answer.
I'd love it if people started dressing like their Trollolor man.
Maybe we should have Trollolor Friday tomorrow.
Yes.
Everyone goes to work in something beige.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
I'm game.
Yeah. All right. So am I, Martin.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too, man.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, it's Scott. Right, I'm really bored of this weather now. I know they're saying today's going to be really nice and whatever in some parts of the...
It's meant to get better over the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, and I know Scotland, a lot of Scotland was quite sunny yesterday, but it's just like, hello, it's... What date is it now?
It's only the first week of April.
I don't care.
What are you expecting, mid-30s?
No, this winter's gone on for ages, and I was there running in the rain yesterday thinking, this is just not good. Like, it should be warmer than this, it should be summer. So I'm going to try and bring on the summer this morning with... I've got some of this Summer Look moisturiser. If anyone is listening and has some... You know, when you go on holiday, there's always some spare suntan cream left over.
Mm.
Before you go to work today, just rub some on your arms and maybe on your face, and it'll make you feel like it's summer, OK? I'm going to play some, like, music to make us think that it's summer.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah. Now, I've got some of this... stuff that gradually tans you, so at the moment...
Oh, I can't have that, I'm allergic.
No, you can.
I'm just going to have to smell it from the tube.
Oh, lush. See, it smells of holidays.
I just said, I can't have that, I'm allergic, and you said, yeah, you can. Would you just see me in, like, massive bumps on my arms?
I thought you said you could put this on earlier.
Do you not remember the time... I didn't realise it had fake tan in it. Do you remember the time when I put that fake tan on my face and then we had to go to the pub and I was like... Because it just made my whole face go red and blotchy. It's a good look.
That's one of the reasons I stopped having sunbeds. Do you remember when I had to ask the landlord in the pub for after sun? That was embarrassing. Were you working on the show then?
No, I've been on the show before where you've come in and gone, oh, I think they had new tubes, and you've asked me to go out and get you some moisturiser, and then you've, like, slapped it on because you've had an event to go to in the evening and you don't want to be...
Yeah, it all flares up. You think it's fine at the time.
About 3 hours afterwards.
Oh, my God.
That's why you shouldn't go on them.
No, I don't anymore, but that was the time when I did, and I had to say to the landlord, yeah, can I have a pint, please, of wine? See, it was back in the day. And also, can I have you got any after sun upstairs? I knew the landlord quite well. It wasn't just a willy-nilly landlord. And he's like, yeah, mate, don't worry, I'll sort it out. Right, put this stuff on. It'll make you feel like it's summer. Ian, who's working on the show today, get that on.
Oh!
Just on the arms.
That is good.
It is going to smell of biscuits later, you know that.
And that's two in one for me, as far as I'm concerned, summer and food.
By 10 o'clock, we're going to be totally tanned, because it's one of those ones that it just gradually tans you.
I think you are meant to rub it in, aren't you? Ian,
yeah,
who's working on the show, has just drawn stripes down his arms.
And if you're listening now and you have any suntan cream at home, just put a little bit on your hands, maybe a little bit on your arms. It makes you feel like you're on actual holiday, because... Let's wait, this weather is still rubbish. Oh, I smell like I'm on holiday now, yes! Where are we now?
Spain.
Go on then, do your accent.
Hola.
Spanish accent, what?
Hola. ¿Cómo está? Muy bien.
Exactly. Go on then, do your accent.
Me. You know, have you ever seen The American Office? Have you seen the one where Michael Scott comes back from his sandals holiday and he's got, like, his hair braided?
Oh, I have
he's,
seen
like,
that
got
one.
A tan,
yes.
And he just, like, makes everything Jamaican.
Yeah.
I can only do Australian.
Yeah. Do that.
Hello?
Actually, we could do a Danny Minogue weather update.
Okay.
She stopped doing this on Twitter now since we mentioned it on Radio 1, and then loads of people kind of tweeted her.
Has
saying,
she?
Yeah. Look at her recent tweet. She hasn't done any weather updates.
But we loved it. We didn't want her to stop in anything. We wanted to actively encourage her.
Need to make one up because she hasn't done any. If you've not heard us in the afternoon, we had this a while ago. Danny Minogue on Twitter.
The Danny Cast.
Does a Danny Cast, and she only talks about the weather. And normally she's in somewhere a lot hotter and sunnier than we are. Which, when it's like 7 degrees and raining here, it's not the best. So here's an example of what it was like back in the day before she stopped tweeting her Danny Casts.
Hi, I'm Danny Minogue. I can't believe how hot it is in Sydney today, but it's even hotter in Perth, 39 degrees.
Yeah, it's kind of stuff she used to say all the time. Danny, we weren't slagging you off. We actually quite enjoyed your forecast
more,
from across
please.
The globe.
Podcast.
Right, I'm just looking at the Daily Mirror, page 12, and they've got a picture of Marina off of Marina and the Diamonds, your favourite, David, off the sport, coming out of the Radio 1 building yesterday. Those familiar doors, look there. And she's got her sunglasses on, looking hot. However, I didn't realise that outfit looked like that at the time.
Did you not see the hippo?
How could you not see that? And the ears that came out of
it? No, I just saw like a red top. And I even had my picture taken with her. I was that close. What is that?
It's a massive hippo face.
Right, okay. And you, I mean, love you, Marina, but you still fancy it in that outfit.
Did you just call her it?
Do you fancy it? No, I
did.
Do you fancy it?
That's exactly what you said.
I'm so sorry. What is this? Like a puffball hippo thing. How come I didn't realise that at the time?
Because she completely got away with it, I thought. In that picture, less so. But
it's because she can pull it off.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She is really hot.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Thank you for all your messages on our Facebook page and on my Twitter today, and also on some of the texts that are now starting to gradually come in on 81199, because our show's been nominated for a Sony Radio Award. So thank you if you've said congratulations for Music Radio Personality of the Year. It's good, isn't it?
It's not yet.
Don't say that.
It's you and four other people nominated.
But it's nice to be nominated, isn't it?
Yeah.
So thanks for all your messages of congrats. There were a few going, you haven't won it yet, Mills.
Well, you haven't.
No.
But you might.
Also, I've got an issue with one of the websites that I read last night about this. Was Googling it.
That in the last 24 hours, the only two people you've Googled are yourself and the Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah. They called me a radio heavyweight. Now, I object to that.
But you're trying to sort it out.
I'm trying to sort it out. All right, I'm going for regular runs, 3 or 4 times a week. So if you could just take that back, I'd be happy.
I think
heavyweight. How rude.
There are probably better people that description refers to.
Like who?
Yeah, like bigger, better presenters. That's what they mean, doesn't
like
it?
Like Chris Moyles, is that what you mean?
Well.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. This is where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out your texts and emails and stuff that you've been sending this week. Here's the first one.
Dear Scott, I am currently living and working in Japan, so listen to the podcast.
Love it.
I heard that you and Becky like to spy on people who are sending texts on public transport, etc.
Yes.
In Japan, everyone has stickers on their screens, so you can't do this. Maybe Becky can protect her phone from other gossip spies.
They have stickers on their screens.
This is one of my favourite things. I spend a lot of time on trains and just get really bored, so just look over other people's shoulders and see what text they're sending.
I do this also.
It's quite interesting. You don't have a clue who they're talking about or who they're talking to.
Don't care, I just like to see the content.
But this screen, she sent us one.
Let me open this.
I don't like this site because it's going to stop my favourite pastime.
So what happens with this?
I think it's like a reflector, like a almost like a mirror type effect. Can you get into it?
No. God, I hate these things
you
can't get into.
Don't break it. Right.
You know, like when you buy any kind of stuff, like headphones or anything like that, you just can't get in at all. Right. Okay,
that's
so
the packaging, not the stick. Yeah.
So where do you put it on your phone?
I'm gonna put it on my screen. Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it just reflects the light, so you can't.
So no one can read your text.
Hang on, I'm going to try it with. Can you see what I'm? No, it works.
Really good.
Oh, I don't like it.
That's the end
I'm going to
your
use
fun.
It on mine, but I don't want anyone else to have one.
Also, when you were in Japan, did you get to enjoy any of the train station music that signals a train is coming? Not on the subway, but on other Japanese rail lines, and definitely on the line you took to the airport. I think they're amazing and always brighten my daily commute. Love the show. It makes me laugh inappropriately on Japanese trains. Love you. Susan, off of Tokyo, originally off of Alloa, Scotland.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. I know that quite a few people listen to our show, our podcast, in Japan. And yes, I have heard the Japanese train music before. Listen to this. It's like a different one at every station. I don't know what they all signify and what they all mean, but I think it's just some music to make you feel better in the morning. I quite like it. I love Japan. They're in the future.
Are they actually in the future? I can't remember.
Yeah, they are. Like by about 8 or 9 hours. Australia's really in the future. Because even when you ring Australia and Japan, there's like a different, more futuristic ringtone.
Mm.
But I went to Japan a couple of years ago. Brilliant. Those vending machines that sell everything.
What do they sell?
Chips.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've only ever seen... I got so excited. I've only ever seen a chip vending machine once. Like
where?
A microchip one. It was at Norwich train station. I don't know if it's still there. Now, Norwich is the future.
It is, because it's east.
Yeah. Does that work? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a bit in the future.
Is
yeah.
It? Yeah. Mm,
think about it.
Well, I'm not sure if it's still there, but I sometimes contemplate going there just to get chips. Just because it's so exciting. You put your pound in and like, wait 5 minutes and then... There they are, all warm and nice.
That's right, though. Norwich is in the future. Let's say somewhere like Bristol, in the past. It's true, though. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, they sell chips, drinks, like hot drinks as well. Those ones you can tap and it gets warmer.
There's
they
a machine upstairs that sells hot drinks.
This is different.
What, because it's in Japan?
Right, does the machine upstairs sell pants? No, it doesn't.
Do you know what? I don't think I'd come to work if there was a machine in the office that sold pants.
They do in Japan.
You Why would get... you need that?
Well, let's say it's been a late night. Maybe you've been out.
Is
Maybe
this
you
like
haven't...
train stations and stuff?
Yeah, everywhere. On the streets.
Why would you admit to not having any pants at, like, well, in front you've... of everyone else? Like...
Maybe you've had a late night. Maybe, you know, you need to freshen up a bit. You need some new pants. Everyone needs new pants, on, you know, daily. You don't wear the same pair twice, do you?
No, but most people have them at home.
Well, maybe you haven't been home. They think of everything in Japan because they're in the future. And you can get this, like, you press the number on the vending machine. It drops down like a drink would. And it's like a tiny plastic capsule.
Is it one size fits all?
I think so. Plastic capsule and inside some knickers. Or boxers or whatever you want.
Did See? You go for knickers?
They think of everything. My flatmate did. Next.
Dear Scott. Well done on rolling for a mile for sport relief.
Thanks.
It looked so much fun, so me and my mate thought we would do it one day after college. Only it wasn't as much fun as I'd imagined.
Right.
After about 5 minutes, I rolled through dog poo, which made me feel sick.
So did I? I did that as well. It's inevitable, really, if you're rolling for a mile. At some point, there's going to be some dog plop. And there was.
Not long after that, I forgot how to actually make myself roll. I just couldn't get it going again. So we both got up and walked. Only then I realised I'd lost my money. So when I got in, my mum went crazy at all the stains on my clothes. Yeah, she still does my washing.
That's fine. If I was at college, I'd blatantly make my mum still do my washing. That's fine. Yes, dog poo is a problem. Yes, don't carry anything with you, like keys. I have my keys in my pocket to start with.
Oh.
Don't, like, you're going to lose them, so take everything out of your pockets if you are planning on rolling. I wouldn't advise it.
So fair play to you. Rolling is not as easy as I thought it was, or as much fun.
You're dead right there.
Can the PR for Elle say that bit from Poker Face, as it sounds like her? Pa-pa-pa-poker face, pa-pa-poker face, ma-ma-ma-ma, pa-pa-pa-poker face, pa-pa-poker face, ma-ma-ma-ma. From Lanx.
Thanks, Lanx. I like the random ones. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR for Elle. I just got out of Hot Tub Time Machine. If I could describe the movie in 3 words, it would definitely be A Horse for One Bin.
This is a film that I've been wanting to see for ages. We told you about this film late last year. It's called Hot Tub Time Machine. The title says it all.
Scott, you especially will enjoy the part when they throw in some Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
I thought of you instantly. All the movie needed was a potty putter, Gerard Butler, and a group of women saying oi. Loving the profile glamour shots. So chic, you two. Winking smiley. Love you. Brian.
Thanks, Brian. I think you have to be a regular listener to the show to understand what the hell Brian was going on about there.
We haven't done a glamour shoot, as in glamour type shoot. No. I think he means glamorous photos that are on our blog.
Yeah.
That we had done for our new profile pictures.
Check it out on the blog.
Just for our social networking, not for the Radio 1 website. Just we wanted better profile pics.
Oh, the chip machine is gone, the vending chip machine at Norwich Station.
But they do sell pants at Jen's gym.
Fitness First?
Yeah.
Where's that? Oh my God, they really do.
You're jealous now, aren't you?
They sell pants at her gym. I thought it was only Japan because they're in the future. Anyway.
That genuinely took you by surprise.
It really did.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes.
Was your favourite film.
Yes.
But I've got a new film that I think you are going to love even more.
More than this.
Must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
This is loads of blokes who go back to the 80s in their hot tub, which is a time machine, and everyone gets confused.
Oh. Hot tub time machine.
Could I text you later?
Wait, what?
Are you online at all?
I have no idea what you're saying.
How do I get a hold of you?
Come find me.
That just sounds exhausting.
Yeah. This must be something in a hot tub time machine. Jonathan Ross has seen it already. I want to see it. This is going to be like the film of the year. It's actually getting quite good reviews.
I've got a better one.
Really?
Yes. It's called Birdemic. Radio 1
Podcast. Right, so I'm all about Hot Tub Time Machine, this new movie, which is coming out here, I think it's May 7th. But I'm going to try and get to see it in the next couple of weeks.
It's
it looks
really
pretty good.
Reviews, actually.
It has, Tulip.
Nice,
yeah.
I have to say.
It's been really quite well reviewed. However, this new film has just come out in America, and I think this might be my new favourite. It's called Birdemic. And it's been a surprise box office smash. Basically, the idea is some birds attack some people, but the birds are rubbish. I know, not just a little bit rubbish. Not like the snake in Anaconda 1, 2 and 3 was a little bit rubbish. These birds are proper crap, okay? And there's no real storyline either, is there, Becky?
Not really, no. It
doesn't actually make any sense.
No.
Did it say romantic thriller there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for the first 20 seconds of the trailer, you might be thinking this is quite a boring film about a bloke called Rod who's into computers.
Meet Rod.
Hi.
A young software salesman on his way to achieving his Silicon Valley dream.
I'm thinking about opening up a green tech company.
Really?
Let's say a slightly boring Rod. He's into computers. And now, intro, hot female love interest.
Meet Natalie, a beautiful young fashion model, driven by
passion.
Passion. What was that?
I have to say, the dubbing is quite something else.
Passion.
The special effects are
yeah, they're good.
Special.
Don't spoil it, Tulip. Hang on. Here come the birds.
I think they're eagles. What's going on?
I think they're eagles. No, I think they're rubbish, actually. Here's some of the idea of the excellent romance we can expect from Birdemic.
I remember you now. You were my English class.
I was.
Yeah.
So how come you never made a pass at me in school?
Throw true love into the equation and anything is possible.
Birds and true love, what more do you need?
That just looks brilliant, doesn't it?
The acting is something else.
But it's been a massive success in America already. They love it.
Yeah. None of the trailer makes any sense at all, listen.
Hi, my name is Jerry Owens. I'm from Solar Power Accessories.
This morning, flocks of seagulls and crows were found dead in downtown San Jose and along Highway 101.
So basically, a guy turns up at a door out of nowhere and goes, hi, I'm going to sell you some solar panels for your house. And then it cuts straight to a news report about the bird attack. But why is the guy selling solar panels in there? Like, he's got absolutely no relevance to anything. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
But the
quality isn't the best.
Stop! Don't touch it. It may be infectious.
You need to. Have we put this on our blog?
Yeah. Have you got the clip about the guys trying to save when the eagles attack the bus?
Yes.
And they can't.
This is the best bit.
Hey, those people on that bus are being attacked by those birds. Let's go save them.
We can't. We have no room. It's full in here.
The birds are brilliant.
There's like three people on a bus being attacked by like some really badly computer-generated eagles. Yeah. And these two guys are like so relaxed. They're like, no, we can't save them. There's not enough room in our car.
Hey, those people on that bus are being attacked by those birds.
The birds next to the bus is my favourite cinematic moment so far of 2010. It's on our blog. When you get to work this morning or college or whatever, have a look. bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the Scott Mills pages. Just look up our blog and look up Birdemic. You will want to see this trailer.
Why would birds do something like that? Why would they just attack?
I don't know.
Why would birds do that?
There's an amazing report. The one we've put on the blog is the report from BBC News trying to explain why it's a success. And listen to the reporter and how he describes it.
In this scene, coat hangers are being used to fend off an attack. When coat hangers fail, guns suddenly appear out of nowhere.
I love it.
This is a brilliant scene where they're fighting off these eagles with coat hangers.
I know. Oh, no, there's birds attacking us. Get the coat hangers. Right, look it up. On our blog, Birdemic. I'll hand it to you.
Birdemic Shock and Terror.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Birdemic Shock and Terror.
It's a rubbish name as well, isn't it?
It is, David. But it might be my new favourite alongside Hot Tub Time Machine.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, this is not a plot spoiler anyway, if you've recorded it, but the MasterChef final was last night. And the winner was... I'm just joking. I'm still loving the voiceover woman so much. Just the drama that she puts into all sorts of food.
Gazpacho shots with tiger prawns.
Who's ever heard of a cucumber salad before MasterChef?
Cucumber salad. Courgette and dapple cheese wraps with tomato and caper sauce.
This isn't any courgette. This is a one with...
Courgette and dapple cheese wraps with tomato and caper sauce.
Yeah, that.
Spiced duck leg puri with a turmeric dressing, cucumber salad and a saffron raita.
Puri? Is that not puree? The puri. And here's my personal favourite.
Exploding lemon macaroons.
Who doesn't want them? Not going to tell you who won, but it was very tense last night. And I'll tell you what. If I had written Hoppy Polla by Sigur Rós or Greatest Day by Take That, I'd be waking up this morning a very, very happy man. Because on absolutely every one of these shows where there's some kind of tension and excitement, Hoppy Polla comes on. Whether it's Britain's Next Top Model, MasterChef... X Factor. Greatest Day normally on X Factor. Scott Mills, Miles from Hell for Sport Relief. They all use a bit of Sigur Rós.
That's only because you asked for it on that one.
I did not. Now, what I've done is... can I play this now? Yeah, let's play it now. Yesterday, I called up a butty shop in Leeds and just played some clips of the MasterChef voiceover lady down the phone. Just to see if they had any of the amazing dishes on offer.
Exploding lemon macaroons.
Right, here's a quick thing. How long do you reckon I kept them on the phone for? Just the clips of the voiceover lady.
15 seconds.
Okay, have a listen.
Hello, Salt Cellar.
This restaurant will be filled to capacity with discerning paying customers.
Hello?
Peeled tomato salad starter.
No, don't have that.
Caraway roasted beetroot.
No.
When he gets it right, his food is exceptional. Hazelnut brittle and blackberry coulis.
Can I help you with anything?
This restaurant will be filled to capacity with discerning paying customers.
This isn't a restaurant.
Cucumber salad. Favourite ingredient, offal.
All right, we don't do any offal stuff.
Tweel basket topped with a basil sorbet.
No.
Cucumber salad.
I think you might have the wrong number.
Cucumber salad.
This is Salt Cellar.
Cucumber salad. Spiced ballotine of guinea fowl with mushroom pilau and tomato chutney.
No.
Hazelnut brittle and blackberry coulis.
No.
Sea trout on curly kale and mashed potato.
No.
Horseradish cream and roasted beetroot puree.
No.
Ossobuco with a saffron fondant potato on swede puree and a pea gremolata.
Yes, that we do.
Pea gremolata.
No. Sorry, we don't do any of this food.
Salmon with lime, chili and coriander.
No.
Roast leg of partridge on grilled polenta, braised celery and a mushroom and masala sauce.
No.
Gazpacho shots with tiger prawns. Courgette and dapple cheese wraps with tomato and caper sauce.
Is there anything I can help you with?
Courgette.
You want some courgette?
Courgette and dapple cheese wrap.
Sorry, can I go now?
Caraway roasted beetroot.
No.
Spiced duck leg puri.
No.
Spiced ballotine of guinea fowl with mushroom pilau and tomato chutney.
No, we don't.
Celeriac puree.
No. Got celeriac soup.
Ossobuco.
I'm going to have to go.
Kachumba salad.
Bye.
Bless her for staying on for 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've got it confused. Puree is puree. Puri is bread.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You know the MasterChef woman?
Yes.
Off of Exploding
Lemon Macaroons. Lemon Macaroons.
Exploding Lemon Macaroons.
Love her.
I think she left you a message yesterday on your phone. It should be...
On my desk phone?
Yeah. You know the one you forgot on the code to, so I have to do all your admin for you and get all your messages.
I haven't answered that since 2003.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll clean it out quite regularly now.
How do you?
Yeah.
Because you know when it's got that red flashing light on it,
that means messages.
There's messages, right. Yeah. I should maybe check them at
and
some point.
And that number next to the little phone icon, like 392, that's missed calls.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you found this on my aunt's phone upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play it.
Hi, Scott. This is India Fisher off of MasterChef.
Yes.
I have 6 words for you. Mango, cardamom and rum, syllabub spoons.
That is brilliant! That is her, isn't it?
Yeah.
It does. She doesn't sound quite the same.
Mango and cardamom rum syllabub spoons.
Hi, Scott. This is India Fisher off of MasterChef. I have 6 words for you. Mango, cardamom and rum syllabub spoons.
Well, I've got some words for you.
Hazelnut brittle and blackberry coulis.
Yeah, take that.
Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring is coming up with Mr. Jam, 8:15. Earlier on, don't know whether you heard this, if you were listening or not, we were talking about how good the vending machines are abroad compared to here. They're just so much better. Ones in America are good. The ones in Japan are particularly good because you can get... I know you can get drinks at our ones, but you can get those like little cups of coffee that heat up. Amazing. You seen them?
You bought some pants from a Japanese vending machine,
didn't you? Pants, but I was aware that pants were on offer. Just a little tiny plastic capsule. So if you've been out the night before and you think, do you know what? I'm not going to wear these pants 2 day running. I'm not. You can get new pants. Just type in the number. Bang. Down they come from the vending machine. So yeah, pants, drinks, chips. They do it all in Japan.
Well, I said they did chips. They used to do a chip vending machine in
Norwich
station.
Train station, yeah. But it's gone now, apparently.
Oh.
Right, you're going to love this a lot. Helen, hello.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm at the University of the West of England Library writing my dissertation.
In Bristol?
Yes, in Bristol, yeah.
Oh, you're in the past.
I know, apparently so. Yeah, we're not ahead like Norwich.
Yeah, because Norwich is in the future because it's east,
yeah.
See?
Yeah, I know. We get everything later than everybody else.
Bristol is, yeah, I mean, having lived there for 2 years myself, I can confirm it's in the past. I'm joking. I'm joking. I love Bristol. Torquay, that's in the past.
Yeah.
Just cut time-wise, I mean. Anyway, how can I help?
I wanted to let you know, you're talking about vending machines, and I was here till late last night, and on my way to buy a particular energy drink, and I passed a vending machine that sold toasties outside the library.
Hot toasties?
Hot toasties.
Oh, my God, we so need one of these. See, we're not allowed a toaster at Radio 1.
Oh.
Health and safety issue, apparently.
That's rubbish.
That is not the past. Toasty machines are the future.
Actually, I take that back, Bristol. You're in the future.
I know. There we go. You see, we're up there now.
So what flavours have you got?
I don't know. I've got to run down and have a look.
Can you do that? Are you able to do that now?
Yeah, I'm in the stairwell now.
Helen.
I'm running.
Brilliant.
Oh, I so want one now.
So
do you reckon we
yeah.
can get one for the desk?
What?
Just
what, in
like,
here?
By our desk at work.
No, right.
No, not in here. If they were in the studio, we'd be so fat.
In here would be weird. I know.
Oh, no, I've not got my exit card, so I'm going to have to let him to let me out.
Oh, God. Helen.
I'm running.
There's no pressure, love. We've got the news
no,
to do.
Okay,
it's 8 a.m. in the morning.
I'm on the radio. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, I'm there.
So you're at the machine?
I am indeed.
What are the options, please?
Right, it's not looking particularly interesting. Oh. We've got cheese.
Okay.
Or ham and cheese.
Oh, it's like you're in Europe.
or you can have one of each.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It is like you're in Europe. Just ham, cheese, or ham and cheese.
Yeah, basically. That's as good as it gets.
Okay, good. I'll have ham and cheese, please.
Okay.
Jambon et fromage.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Helen.
Hello.
I didn't mean to confuse you. You are actually in Europe already.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm in Bristol. I think that constitutes Europe, doesn't it?
Yeah, still, we're very excited about this. The UWE in Bristol has a vending machine that does toasties. This is unheard of in this country, I think. Right, is it ready now?
Yeah. I have to admit, though, I didn't get ham and cheese because I'm a vegetarian, so I wouldn't be able to eat it and tell you.
Oh, well, you could have mentioned that at the time.
Sorry.
So you've just got the ham, yeah?
Just a plain, exciting cheese, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's come out and it's in, like, a steamy box.
Incredible.
It is, in fact, toasted, and it is crispy on the outside.
Yes!
That's what we wanted.
That's what you want, you see. You're thinking it's going to be a vending machine, it's going to be all soggy. No.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Check out
it's
the crispness not. Of that, my darling.
Exactly. You've got to get one. You're going to have to get one for the studio.
Right, give it a taste, please.
Okay. It's a bit early.
Be careful, because the cheese might be like burning hot magma.
Yeah, hot magma. It's crispy.
Up to your expectations, or...?
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's good. I'm impressed.
I'm very, very excited by that.
Oh, I don't know how long they've been sat in there for.
Oh, I need to apologise to Torquay. Apparently they're not in the past because they've got a toaster machine in their A&E in the hospital.
It's the way forward.
Just what you need when you're in an accident emergency. I love a couple of stitches in my eyebrow and just a cheese and ham. All right, love you, Helen.
Love you lots. Thanks very much.
Bye.
See ya. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. This week on Know What's Occurring, we're getting some of our specialist DJs in, some of the people that only come out at night. We've had J-Mo and Andy George on. Who else have we had on?
Daniel P. Carter. Yeah.
That was rude of me, wasn't it? Sorry, Daniel, for listening. That's really bad.
No, it's fine.
I had a temporary blip, Mr. Jam. It's like,
all of us specialist DJs, we stick together, you see. So we've got each other's back. It's all right, Scott. Get your head out your hands, Scott. It's fine.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
This is Mr. Jam, who's on Radio 1 Saturday night at 11 p.m.
Hello.
And also on BBC Radio 1 Extra every night at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Big new urban tunes.
Yes!
Now, you've got... This is the start of quite a long day for you, isn't it?
Very long day. Very, very long day. As I finish with you, I'm going to be going to Heathrow and I'm going to be flying out to snowbombing, which is a big kind of music and snowboarding and skiing festival. My first time ever out in Austria. Annie Max on her way over there to play in an igloo.
Right, okay. I just saw this on her Twitter earlier.
Yeah.
See, this is why I'd quite like to be a specialist DJ, because it sounds fun. Don't get me wrong, doing the Chris Moyle show is fun.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, just playing records and talking, don't get me wrong. But I just saw Annie Mac's thing and it was like, I'm about to play a set in an igloo. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's at the top of a mountain. So basically, it's just an igloo at the top. I'm told, I've never been.
Yeah.
You go up the cable car and it's the only thing around the igloo where people go and they call it the ice disco and a bar. So that's
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Are you thinking you're going to start asking for igloos on your rider?
No,
normally stand in the box at the front, you'd like now...
I'm not convinced they'll provide that at Butlins.
Well, you see, the thing is, Scott, we've played DJ gigs together before.
In Newquay.
Where you and my good lady wife went out for kebab straight
afterwards. Yeah, we did, absolutely.
Yeah, she said hello, by the way.
We bonded. Hiya.
Keep it classy.
Hi, Mrs. Jam.
What? Truly classy, you know, straight after a gig in Newquay.
Do you call her Mrs. Jam?
I call her Claire.
Oh, right. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
She's pregnant as well, so if I call her anything else, she kind of slapped me.
She loves a bit about What's Occurring, doesn't she?
She loves it. It's her favourite game.
Yeah.
On any kind of thing.
Well, we're going to play it next.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know the deal. You've played this game before.
The last time I was robbed.
You were robbed?
Yeah.
Let's try and put that to rights today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know your belly button?
Yeah.
Quite minging, aren't they?
Mine's clean, Scott.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
You wash that, do you?
Every single morning in the shower. Full scrub.
Just the idea of touching it makes me want to dry heave.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. I don't like people touching it. Mine either.
Just clean it. What's wrong?
I can't say I've ever washed mine.
Oh, Scott. No. I wonder what that pong was.
We thought we'd go out onto the streets and give people the chance to, maybe for the first time, actually kind of get inside their belly button and have a little sniff.
Oh, no.
Sorry if you're eating your breakfast.
It's breakfast show, Scott.
I know. It's all fine. So, look, this is just to see what people would do for money, basically. So, Ian, here from the show, went out onto the street, and we offered people £1, sometimes even a euro, because I had some of them jingling around. We offered them £1 or euro to shout through a megaphone, "I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers?"
Oh, no.
I know. Sorry, it's gross, but... How many people, just for the money, would do it out of 6?
Which street did you go to? Is it Stupid Street?
Yeah.
Okay, Stupid Street. I'm going to go high. I'm going to go 5 out of 6.
5?
Yeah.
Oh, none.
I know.
Not even for £10 would I do that.
But Becky, it's Stupid
Street.
Yeah,
different.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 2.
2. Let's find out.
Oh!
So Ian went on to Stupid Street and said, "For £1, will you shout, 'I've just picked my belly button, would you like to smell my fingers' through this megaphone?" Here's what happened.
I'm not sure I'd do it, but I think Miranda would, because she's the daredevil of the partnership.
So, this is what you have to say. "I've just picked my belly button, would you like to smell my fingers?" Okay. Before we do this, I do have euros. Do you take euros or do you only want pounds?
Euros.
"I've just picked my belly button! Would you like to smell my finger?"
Good work. There we are. We've got one right there. For a euro as well. She can't even spend it. Next.
Mm-mm. I just wouldn't do that. It's too early for that.
What about... Okay, so you don't want to accept the pounds. I've got euros.
What?
Euros. Do you want any euros instead of a pound?
No, I'm good.
No money.
No money.
Fail.
I like the way she said it was too early for it, though. Maybe if we'd got her in the afternoon...
She would have been right up for digging on them.
Yeah.
Next.
Would you do that for a pound?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What a legend. Right. On the megaphone, go.
"I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers?"
This is wrong on so many levels.
It's in change, though. It's 250p's. Is that all right? Thanks very much.
Sorry about that. I only had 250p's left. Couldn't give you the whole solid pound there. Yep. They did it.
They're probably going for it as well, aren't they?
It's a pound.
Stupid Street.
Yeah. You've got to say this, right? "I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers? If you do that, I'll give you a pound."
Fair enough.
Oh, you're hard.
Go, Lily.
Woo! "I just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers?"
Very well done.
I'm good at that. Thank you.
That was so worth a quid.
That was so worth a quid.
Also, she didn't really take part, did she? She was like... as quietly as possible.
Did you hear her go... "I'm so good at that." Like, she's done it before.
Every day someone comes and asks us to do that. Next.
You can have a pound, courtesy of me. All you have to do is get this megaphone and shout very loudly, "I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my fingers?"
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they want me to win a pound. I think that's worth about £5.
Oh.
Fail.
We didn't have much money, did we? I think we only sent you out with a quid, Ian. No, about 5. That was it.
For £1? I've read it for free, to be honest.
"I've just picked my belly button. Would you like to smell my finger?"
How do you feel after that?
Pretty good. I've got a few nice looks, I think.
"I have £1. Would you accept it in change? I've only got change."
Yeah.
Yeah, see? It's not fussy.
He said he'd do it for free, though, didn't he, at the start of that?
Yeah, we still gave him £1, didn't we?
Ah.
Four people.
4 people.
Come on, Jam.
Nice.
Oh. What's the kid?
You know Heston Blumenthal?
Oh, I like him.
Mm.
Yeah. He likes to blow things up and make things really cold.
Yeah, one of the many chefs on TV. He loves his chocolate. Don't know whether you saw Heston's feasts the other night. In particular, he loves the king of chocolate, Sir Willy Wonka. So, it's a simple question. How many times did Heston Blumenthal on Heston's Feast the other night on telly, mention Willy Wonka or any combo of the above.
Now, Heston's one of those TV chefs who gets really, really passionate about something. Yeah. Really passionate. How long was the show? Was it an hour?
Yes.
Hour-long show?
Hour.
I'd say at least 15. 15 times.
15? Yeah. Becky?
I'm going to go tactical. I'm going to say 60.
Oh, Becky!
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Heston Blumenthal talking about Willy Wonka.
The whole idea of doing a Willy Wonka-inspired feast is incredible.
Here is my Wonka lickable wallpaper. But this wouldn't be Charlie and the Chocolate Factory without a Wonka bar. Have I managed to make a water feature worthy of Wonka? The eccentric character of Willy Wonka,
taking some of Wonka's ideas, fantastical ideas of Wonka.
Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka inspiration. Willy Wonka feast. Willy Wonka. Swinging 60s Wonka meal.
True Wonka starter.
The world of Wonka. Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
Oh, no.
Wonka original. Willy Wonka's world.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's. The Wonka chocolate waterfall.
The Wonka chocolate waterfall. That's my Wonka. This is Willy Wonka.
A Wonka reinvention.
He is the personification of Willy Wonka.
Wow. That's such a good word, Wonka.
I love it.
I like the way he knows him well enough to just call him Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's his mate down the pub.
Wonka.
Didn't you see him in the film? He's the one that got put up the chute. Oh, no, that wasn't Heston Blumenthal. That was the other girl.
Yeah. Good. What? That was...
The one with the blue face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There are actually 27 Willys or Wonkas in there, so Becky gets the point. One all.
Oh! What's a kitty?
You know David Greed off the Sport?
Oh, I like David.
He's behind you.
Hey, David.
Hi.
I used to speak to him when he does news into and sport into my show.
Yeah.
We have a nice chat off air now and then, yeah.
Well, Marina off Marina and the Diamonds came in yesterday. Lovely lady.
Yeah.
David thought so. He was well flirting with her.
Oh, no.
Had pictures taken the lot.
David.
Now, imagine how excited David was when Marina called up for a chat later on in the day.
I was well excited.
Yeah? Only typical me. It was just me with some clips of Marina from the interview we did in the morning.
How can you play with David's emotions like that, Scott?
Sorry, David, because... Was there any point in the conversation you thought, yes, it's her? Say yes.
Yes.
Right, so my question is, how long could I keep David Garrido on the phone for with clips of the very hot Marina off the Diamonds, Becky?
Yes.
7 minutes.
What do you take me for?
You got no shame.
Mr. Jam.
If you say more than that...
No, I wasn't going to, David, I wasn't. I'm going to put my trust and faith in you, David. I'm going to say 3 minutes.
Three. Right, it's not obvious that it's me at all. It's very, very authentic. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's me calling up Sports David Garrido with my clips of Marina and the Diamonds. Look at him. Look. He's not heard this yet, have you, Dave?
No.
Hi, David speaking.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
My name's Marina. My name's Marina.
Hi, Marina, how you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
So, what are you up to today?
It's not I can't be bothered, it's just, I don't know. Don't you feel a bit weird about it?
About what?
Oh, I love David Garrido.
Yeah. What?
I just think it's a bit of a time sucker.
Yeah, it can be. It can be.
Don't worry.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what to say now.
Ha ha ha!
My name's Marina.
But not Shakira or Catherine Zeta.
No.
Right. Okay. My name's Marina. Great. Right, well, do you know what? It's lovely chatting. I've got to go now. Bye.
No.
Can we get a round of applause for David Garrido, please?
See, even when I didn't have a clip of her saying, my name's Marina, I just played it from the song, didn't have a clue. Not a clue.
See, one, if it had been actual Marina, I'm hoping that I would have actually
It would have been 7 minutes.
Yeah, probably would have been 7 minutes.
Or more.
24 hours.
Yeah. So, it was 1 minute 25. Mr. Jam said 3 minutes. So, Mr. Jam wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Boom! Right, have fun at your... It's Austria you're going now.
Yeah, snowbombing in Austria, and then tomorrow night Dakota and Chad, and then Saturday night, 11 o'clock on Radio 1.
Oh, my God, you're a busy man.
Trying
Thank
to be.
You very much, and thanks for winning today. Cheers.
Thanks, Scott.
Mr. Jam. Radio
1. Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, it's the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. I quite like that my voice is getting a bit deeper. I don't know whether it's getting a cold, but I am available for any voiceovers. This is pretty good, isn't it? Because normally I don't have a manly voice at all. Right, what? This is where you say, well, yeah, you do.
Well, actually. What sort of voiceover work are you looking for, hoping for? Maybe a bingo ad?
Yeah, any of those, fine. Just while I've got this voice, just might make the most of it while it's here. There. It's only be a couple of days and it'll be gone.
Maybe throat sweets?
Yeah, all that. I can't do any today, though. I'm going to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. I've got to do a speech. I'm no good at them. Oh, God.
What are you going to say?
Pressure.
Have you written it on cards?
No.
You can't, you have.
I haven't.
You have, because you can't go to the something to do with the Duke of Edinburgh and turn up and expect it to do a speech and just make it up on the spot.
I think you'll find I can. I think you'll find I'm the person that Googled the Duke of Edinburgh earlier just to make sure it was the right one.
Got any jokes?
No, there's no jokes. See, we've had this before. Because I'm on the radio, doesn't mean I'm any good at doing speeches. Ask my mum at her wedding at Marwell Zoo. It all went wrong.
I love it that she got married in a zoo.
In the grounds of.
Oh, amazing.
I was rubbish. Like, it crashed and burned. Just because I'm on the radio, I cannot do speeches.
But you know what?
When they're in my face, there's 100 people there. I can't do it.
But you know what? Our weddings and stuff, people tend to plan speeches a bit in advance, like write it down.
Can I just get one off the internet?
There are ones. But don't take a best man speech to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, because that could all go wrong.
Yeah. Did you see that comedy roast thing with Bruce Forsyth last night? They've been doing it in America for years. Where they roasted Bruce Forsyth for an hour on Channel 4. It's like loads of comedians get together and take the mick out of a celebrity. They're doing it again tonight with Sharon Osbourne. And it was like... I mean, the people on it were very funny. Jonathan Ross was amazing on it. Jason Manford looked nervous, but was good.
They weren't horrible about him, were they?
Yeah,
they
they're
Bruce.
Horrible in a kind of... Bruce was there.
Oh, okay.
With his wife.
I felt a bit bad for him. Imagine if he just tuned on. It's like an hour of people going, ooh, and he's...
But most of the jokes are like, oh, he's still alive, and jokes about him being really old.
Oh.
And they just kind of, in a fun, kind of nice way, they do take the mick out of the celebrity for like an hour.
Does it not?
And it's like a collection of wedding speeches about that person.
Did you love it?
Some of it I loved. Some of it was awful. But Sharon Osbourne's one should be good tonight, I think. It just reminded me of wedding speeches, generally when you have to make a speech, and you're like, Bruce has been my friend for over 30 years. Yeah. Anyway, so I haven't prepared anything in answer to what you just said. Right, we've got emails to go through in a second.
Ian, who works on the show, has just found a speech for someone else who's done a presentation at the Duke of Edinburgh Awards.
Right, so that would be pretty good. Okay, so...
I don't think this one's suitable.
It's not suitable, no?
Well,
okay.
It starts with, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you along, so...
Oh, no! Right, even that fills me with fear. The fact that I have to say, ladies and gentlemen... Oh, my God. Thank the Lord that Greg James is coming with me.
Can you please take this music and demand that onto it?
Could you burn this onto a CD for me?
Yes.
And this could be my entrance music. It's the Trololo Man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. Alisa's been on from Canada saying, I was listening to your show on Tuesday and now I have the Trololo song in my head all the time. I was even singing it to myself while studying for my lab final in the library and people kept staring at me. I keep watching the cat Trollolol video as well. Easily the best video I've seen in a while. If you want to see the Trollolol man, he's still on our blog at Radio 1 online. Okay, I'm going to write a speech.
Andrew in the text is going to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. She says she'd be the one in the scout uniform. I'm going to arrange to meet up with her, give her a video camera so that we can...
No! No videos, please.
So that we can film you.
No, Andrea. No, no, no. Podcast. Becca's on, saying, I'm also en route to the Duke of Edinburgh in London, with the awards, not the actual Duke, with my family. Can't wait for Scott's speech. Now, see, Becca, what you're doing there is you're building it up more than it's actually going to be. I'm just going to say hello, talk about my career and stuff, and then I'm going to hand it over to you lot. There's no speech involved at all. I really need to get out of the leisure wear now, I think, because people are arriving in the office at Radio 1, and I'm wearing my Mel C Spice Girls jogging bottom circa 98. So maybe I'll change into my suit. I wanted to go one extreme to the other, so I went proper leisure wear for early in the morning. In a minute, when we play three songs, I'm going to magically change into a suit with a fag burn in it, but still a suit.
Classy.
I didn't realise that. I got dressed in the dark and found my suit in the dark. OK, just a few of your emails that have been coming in. There's this new show for kids under six, really, called Zingzillas, which we need to be aware of.
This looks amazing.
Yeah, there's loads of monkeys hanging out in the jungle, just learning about music. Joe's been on saying, I cannot believe when you had Rock's Dan P. Carter in yesterday, you didn't ask about his appearance on Zingzillas. Yes, he has been on it.
I thought it was just puppets, isn't it?
No, he was in it.
You know what I mean.
Joe says, I'm sure it was him, on the right-hand side, in the rock band bit. I really wasn't expecting him to rock out on CBeebies. And if it was him, I'm pretty sure he was trying not to be recognised, as his fringe was almost covering his whole face. So this is
bless him.
This is Zingzillas, bit of the show.
It's called rock music.
Rock. It's so exciting! It makes me want to jump around to the music.
Me too.
Oh, they look so cool! I wish I was a rock guitarist.
Yeah.
So is that what Dan's playing, that rock music in the background?
Uh-huh. Didn't mention that yesterday, did he?
No.
It's pretty cool, though. Oh, hang on. Is that him on the hotline now ringing up?
I don't know. The video's on your blog, so I'm going to have a look and see if he really is trying to hide.
Have a look on the blog at Radio 1 Online on the Scott Mills pages and look at his massive fringe.
'Cause it's cool and it's hot and you jump around the stage a lot with guitar in your hands like you're
See, Rocky's exciting.
Do you think he'll open his show with that?
I quite like so. To hear that. Radio 1 Rock Show's Dan P. Carter on Zingzillas. Amazing. Ian's been on saying, Scott, I thought you guys might like this. It contains all your favourites. A Rude Word, some silly music and Japanese schoolgirls. What? Okay, let's play this. It's an ad from Japan.
Everybody booby.
There are, that's a phone called Booby. Thanks, Ian. At least you know the level of the show.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Soggy bran flakes are the way forward. Just thought I'd share that with you. Phone cut on at 10 this morning. Hugh Stevens at 1. And then it's Greg in for us at 4 o'clock. Right, I think we should do some more Posh Radio 4 lady action. This is the stuff you've been sending to us this week on Dear Scott.
Sorry, I've been working on my computer and I've just looked up and you have changed out of your leisure wear.
Into a suit.
Yeah, very nice pink shirt there.
Thank you.
Can't see the cigarette burn.
I've coloured it in. As suggested earlier by News' Tulip Mazumda.
Have you got a tie to go with or are you going...
Don't want to go that posh.
Really?
I was told... tie not necessary, so no.
Okay.
Why do you think I should wear a tie?
I think maybe you should do up a couple more buttons then, because I can see some chest.
No, you can't. Look, what, that one as
three
well.
Three buttons done up.
No, they were not.
Three
Shut
buttons
up.
Undone. It's a bit Greek waiter rather than. speech at important, prestigious events.
You don't think the Duke would like that, no?
No.
Okay.
Take off that chain as well.
Oh, just hilarious. Now it's time for Dear Scott. First one.
Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Becky, the PR4L, and the one who doesn't speak. You know the Top Model song? Well, I was wondering if you had made one for that movie about the shark and the octopus on the Sci-Fi Channel. It would make my day if you did that for me. From Rachel, aged 11, off of Porchester.
Oh, thanks, Rachel, from Porchester. We've moved on from that film now, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Then it became all about Hot Tub Time Machine, which has got a general release coming up on May the 7th. And then, as of this morning, it became all about a new film which has taken America by storm and looks like it cost about 20 quid to make. It's called Birdemic. Just the most rubbish birds attacking people you've ever seen. If you want to go on our blog at Radio 1 Online, you can see the trailer for Birdemic. I'll just give you a little idea of what the film is all about.
Hey, those people on that bus are being attacked by those birds. Let's go save them.
We can't, we have no room, it's full in here.
If you just got to work now, look up our blog and look up Birdemic on it, because this is maybe the best film of 2010. Anyway, yes, back to the Top Model song. This is a song that they play only in this season of America's Next Top Model when someone gets booted off the show. They get their own kind of exit music as they leave the competition. And then a few weeks ago on the show, we did our own versions of that song, but for different shows. Extreme fishing, he is Robson Green, and he likes fishing in the extreme. And one for Fat Families.
Fat families, fat families, they're like a whole family of fat.
So just when they leave the contest, they can have their own exit music. Even did one for Muslim Driving School.
Muslim Driving School. Muslim Driving School. Teaching Muslims to drive in a school.
But I haven't done one for Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Bit 2 years ago, that,
to be honest. Are you going to do one for Birdemic? You should.
Mm.
Have you gone off them now?
I know. I'm doing it more for reality shows, not films, to be fair.
Okay.
Next.
Podcaster off of America here.
Hello.
I got a little behind on the live show, so I'm still in last week. The baby with Bieber fever was good, but have you seen the single ladies meltdown with the 3-year-old boy? Tim.
Oh, this is quite sweet. If you look up single ladies meltdown, you'll find it on YouTube. And after the one we played about Justin Bieber, where the kid was crying over Bieber, this might be better, I think.
Lasai, you're not a single lady, buddy. Yeah, oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're a single lady. Oh. Sorry. Look, buddy, I was just kidding.
Lady.
I was just kidding.
You can do it.
You can do it. Buddy, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, buddy. You're a single lady, okay? Okay? Here we go. If you like it, then you get a better ring on it. Sorry.
Did that hurt your feelings? You can be a single lady if you want, okay?
I'm a horrible father.
Do you want to be a single lady?
Bless. And the moral there is never tell a small male child that he's not a single lady.
He was properly going for it as well.
He'd really cry. Anything else you want to know? The Posh Radio 4 lady will read out your messages. We're doing them twice a day at the moment. Just after 7 in the morning, just after 9 in the morning. Anything you want to know, anything you want to tell us, put Dear Scott in the subject and send it on an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
I know I really shouldn't use National Radio 1, International Radio 1 as a kind of sounding board, but I've texted my flatmate and he hasn't replied. So can I just ask, please, could you not place used dental floss on the actual sofa? Because that's the first thing that I came across this morning at 5 a.m. when I sat down to have my coffee.
Sure he wasn't just mending his shirt with a bit of cotton?
No, it was real...
No one flosses on the sofa, do they?
He does.
Does he?
And then leaves it there, which is the most minging thing.
What, does he just do it while you're watching TV every evening?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were watching Bruce Forsyth Comedy Roast last night and he was there like...
Oh, no one flosses in public.
He does. And then leaves it for everyone to find. Real nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Just wanted to say that because I'm not getting any reply back. And now he'll get loads of Twitter messages going, oh, that's minging. Which is good.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I know. But if I tell him, we'll just ignore it. Whereas if, like, 2 million people tell him, not 2 million, but 2,000 people on Twitter tell him not to do it, he might actually not do it. It's 9:24. You're listening to Radio 1. Fern's on at 10 this morning, then it's Hugh Stevens at 1 o'clock, and then Greg's in for us at 4. Greg is also coming with me to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards today, because I'm scared.
That's a bit different from being a zookeeper like yesterday.
I know. I'm actually going to ring him in a minute and see if he's prepared a speech, because I really haven't. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Hi, Fiona. Who's been on saying, hello, my name's Fiona, I'm 14, I live in South Woodford in London, and I hear that you have no speech today for the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. I don't. Oh, well, they just said I should do a couple of minutes of talking, and now loads of people that are on their way there, in coaches and stuff, and in cars, are saying, yeah, you've got to do a proper speech. I've got my suit on, open-necked, pink shirt, bang on trend.
Only two buttons undone now.
Fiona says, I've got a stencil speech that you could use slash improve. Hope I've helped. Give me a shout. And if I open this up, this is really helpful, actually, Fiona. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Scott Mills, and I am a Radio 1 presenter. You then say stuff about yourself, e.g. what you do for a living, what skills you need, and also your qualifications.
You need to... No, you don't read that bit out. You need to fill in that
Yeah,
bit.
I know, yeah.
You just read it then like you were going to read that out.
No, this is what Fiona's put for me as notes.
Oh, okay.
Then you say what they have done in detail using lots of exaggerated adjectives. So, for example, magnificent, outstanding, marvellous, wonderful adjectives, yes. And how amazing it is. Cue your own personal amazing. So it's like, you are amazing, like the time when I did this, which was amazing. Then you say something like...
What are you going to use as that example?
I've got no idea. I'll work out in the car.
You've only got 10 minutes.
You could then say something along the lines of, you have done something that I could not have done, cue joke about me being useless. You have volunteered weeks of your time to better your life, which will eventually greaten the lives of others, etc. That's brilliant. Thank you, Fiona.
You should do your rolling.
What? You have done lots of running cross-country as scouts. I rolled for a mile.
You raced loads,
which was amazing.
For sport relief.
That's true, actually.
That was amazing. Don't be bad about that.
Cool.
And all the Radio 1 listeners text in to raise money for that.
Insert rolling.
So you should really say me and the Radio 1 listeners are amazing for the fact that I did it.
Okay.
Are you going to...
Do I say Radio 1 listeners first or me?
Radio 1 listeners,
are
more important.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. And me.
And I am also amazing. This is brilliant. Fiona, you've helped me out a lot. I feel much more confident now. Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.